Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the podcast where we try to keep our context window under a million tokens. But hey, no promises.
Especially not today. I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and meme curator. And with me, as always, is Alex, who genuinely thinks mixture of experts sounds like his Dungeons & Dragons party.
Listen, the wizard, the rogue, and the AI model all have their place. But today, we're talking about something even more magical, the Minimax M3. The latest open-weight 1 million token context coding model.
Open-weight, 1 million token context, and apparently it's the frontier of something or other. So Alex, break it down. What the heck is Minimax M3, and should I be excited or afraid?
A little bit of both, as usual. So Minimax M3 is a new AI model out of Shanghai's Minimax lab. It just dropped on June 1st, and what makes it spicy is three things. It's open-weight, meaning you can download and run the actual model yourself. It's natively multimodal, so it handles text, images, and video out of the box. And it's got this monster 1 million token context window.
All right, so for the mere mortals like me, 1 million tokens is what? The length of the Lord of the Rings trilogy plus the Silmarillion and your unread Slack messages?
Exactly. Imagine pasting an entire codebase or a 10-hour transcript into one prompt. M3 can actually handle that, thanks to its new attention mechanism, which we'll get to in a bit.
That sounds wild. But does open weight mean it's open source? Like, can I just slap it into my next startup MIT license style?
Ah, here's our first license trap for the day. M3 is open weight, not open source in the classic sense. The weights are downloadable and you can run the model, but the license, the Minimax community license, is more like free to use for non-commercial stuff. But for business, there are a couple conditions.
So no YOLOing this into my next SaaS unicorn. What are the actual conditions?
Basically, if you're building a product that uses M3 and it makes under $20 million a year, just a casual side hustle, right? You have to add a built with Minimax M3 credit somewhere visible and send Minimax an email. Over $20 million, you need written permission. Also, don't use it for military stuff, harming kids, or generating fake news. So, you know, the usual no evil clause.
Got it. So read the license before you build your evil robot army. Noted.
Please do. Now, let's nerd out a bit about what's actually under the hood. M3 is a mixture of experts model, 428 billion total parameters, but only about 23 billion are active for any given token.
Wait, so it's got 428 billion parameters, but only uses 23 billion at a time? Is that like owning a fleet of Ferraris but only taking one out for groceries?
Pretty much. The mixture of experts thing lets the model be huge, but only the experts it needs for the current task are active, so compute and memory stay manageable. It's how you get big brains without melting your GPU.
And it's natively multimodal, so I can feed it code, screenshots, and maybe even a TikTok of my dog debugging?
In theory, yes. It was trained from the start on text, images, and video. No duct taping a vision module on after the fact. That's rare. Most models bolt it on later.
Okay, but here's the real question. Is M3 actually any good, or is this just another one of those hold my beer, I'll beat GPT situations?
Ah, benchmarks. The nerd's battleground. M3 does pull ahead of GPT 5.5 on Minimax's own SWE Bench Pro score, versus 58.6. But it trails Claude Opus 4.8 from Anthropic by a good margin. For example, on the same benchmark, Claude Opus scores 69.2.
So beats GPT 5.5 with a teeny asterisk but still chasing the Claude Opus crown?
That's basically it. And remember, most of those numbers come from the vendor's own tests. There is an independent benchmark. Artificial analysis puts M3's reasoning variant first among open-weight models, but still below Claude Opus in general intelligence.
Respectable, but not quite the king. But tell me about this Minimax sparse attention. Isn't attention supposed to be expensive at long context windows? I can barely pay attention for a 30-minute meeting.
Same, honestly. Traditional attention scales up in cost fast as your context window grows. Quadratic, in fact. Minimax sparse attention, MSA, is their new trick. It makes long contexts way more efficient by only focusing on key parts of the sequence. Minimax claims it's 9 times faster to read the prompt and 15 times faster to generate output compared to their previous model at 1/20th the per token compute.
That's a lot of speed. But these are Minimax's own numbers, right? So salt, meat, grain.
Exactly. The encouraging part is they've documented MSA in a technical report and open-sourced the kernel so the community can actually kick the tires. We'll see those claims get pressure tested soon.
Nice. So if I want to play with M3, what's it going to cost me?
API pricing at launch is 30 cents per million input tokens, $1.20 per million output tokens. That's half off their usual rate, but only for the first week. After that, it doubles. Still, it's about 5 to 10% of what you'd pay for GPT 5.5 or Gemini Pro, so it's a bargain for teams pinching pennies.
And if I want to run it myself and feel like a true AI overlord?
Weights are on Hugging Face, and you can serve it up using VLLM or SGLang. But fair warning, at 428 billion parameters, you'll need a multi-GPU setup. This is not a run-it-on-your-laptop-while-watching-Netflix situation.
So not ideal for my Raspberry Pi cluster. Darn.
If you want to actually run something locally on a single machine, you're better off with smaller models like Qwen 3 or whatever's hot on Ollama this week.
So who's Minimax M3 for, really?
If you need to process huge amounts of context, like entire code bases, long docs, agent chains, and you're cool with the licensing, M3 is a killer value. But if you want the absolute bleeding edge in AI smarts, or you need a completely permissive license for enterprise deployment, you might want to stick with Claude Opus, or wait for more independent benchmarks.
And as always, read the license. It's not MIT, it's not Apache, it's not do whatever you want. That open weight label comes with fine print.
Exactly. Treat those benchmarks as a hypothesis, not gospel, and make sure your legal team gives the green light before shipping anything commercial.
So bottom line, Minimax M3 is the most interesting open weight coding model of the month. It's got massive context, multimodal powers, and a frontier-ish performance. Just don't skip the asterisks.
And if you do try running it locally, send us a picture of your GPU setup. We'll send back a virtual high five and maybe some much-needed sympathy.
That's all for today's deep dive on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you liked this episode, smash that subscribe button, leave a review, or send us your favorite AI memes. We'll be back soon with more nerdy goodness.
Thanks for tuning in. May your inference be fast and your context window infinite.